open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today. Oh God of revival, death
overrides, death is overcome. Hi, this is Keith Masters, a street witness sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. After turning 66 back in the month of February, I reflected on my life, and here's a short summary. I never finished college, two failed marriages, broken relationships of people who cared about me. I quit numerous jobs. I was arrested 3 or 4 times for DWI over the years, which I tried to hide from and hoped that they got lost in the system. I've seen a prison cell from the inside. I stopped AA after a year and went back to alcohol. Now, Jesus lived 33 years, and these are just some of his accomplishments witnessed by many in his 3 years of ministry. Jesus heals a man born blind. That's in the Gospel of John, chapter 9. Jesus heals a lame man. John, chapter 5. Jesus brings Lazarus back to life from being dead for 4 days. That's in the Gospel of John, chapter 11. In the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 2, it says, "And a great multitude followed him," Jesus, "because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were diseased." In John chapter 21, verse 25, it says, John tells us, "And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written." And as I reflected on my new life with Jesus from 8 years ago, I realized that I had completed a pastor's certificate at Liberty University Online. I realized that I coach for a high school golf team. I realized that I'm a husband to my wife, and I share the good news of Jesus Christ in my new life. I realized that I have a relationship with my mother-in-law, who once told me that I was good for nothing. I have a stable life without any more drunken blackouts and no more jail cells. If you're in a struggle in life, maybe financial, maybe addiction, maybe sexual, let Jesus set you free. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 20-28, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And in verse 30, it says, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." This is Keith Masters sharing the good news of Jesus Christ.
And good morning and welcome to Wednesday Live. I have a studio full and I have a wonderful guest that we are going to get acquainted with that is on the phone, and we are just so glad that you are listening today. And let me just introduce everyone that's with us. I'll start with my staff, and I have Miss Karen, who is with us.
Good morning.
We always have to check and make sure that she's...
That I'm awake.
She's totally awake and with us. Mm-hmm. And David is with us today. David?
I'm glad to be here.
And we have our awesomeness intern, Aiden.
Hi.
Have you turned 16 yet, or are you still 15?
No, I'm still 15.
You're still 15. We won't hold that against you, but you, what an awesome young man of God, and he is getting a little bit of insight into what happens in Christian radio, and it's been a blessing to have you with us, and you bring along some youthful insight that really helps keep us going. And Chris Fogle, the executive director of Treasure Coast Christian Alliance and also a CPA and all kinds of other good things. Chris, welcome.
I'm just happy to be here, and every morning the first thing I say is praise God.
Praise God. And Chris, we have a wonderful friend that's going to be a guest with Treasure Coast Christian Alliance that is online with us. And Kelly, we want to welcome you on air to WCNO in Palm City, Florida.
Good morning. And I've got to say, what a pleasure to be on this call, to be on the radio station with somebody with the name Awesomeness. I mean, it's just,
Well, Kelly, I get picked on because somehow or another words get, they get changed slightly with me, and, everybody's praying for me, and you can too. All right. Chris, I know that we've been looking forward to this day because Kelly is scheduled to be the guest at the Proclamation Dinner. So, Chris, why don't you just open us up today and let us know what we have ahead of us?
Well, first of all, we're honored to have Kelly McAndrew to be our featured speaker at this 5th Annual Treasure Coast Christian Proclamation Supper. This supper began, the first year was the mayor from Lake Wales who oversaw a city that was very divided racially. And with the ministry coming together, they overcame that racial strife. In the next 3 years, we were honored to have such speakers as Bishop Nunez from Baltimore, Bishop Jackson from Charlotte, and J.C. Church from Ohio. And we said, this is business, civic, and ministry. We have not had a business leader. And we felt it was important to get the right person. And we have a dear friend from the FRC, Randy Walker, who said, I've got just the person. And he gave us Kelly's name. And so we're honored to have Kelly. And, the nice thing is, Kelly, you're going to have an audience of 500 people. And this is unlike anything that you've probably seen before. You will be speaking to not only pastors, but business leaders and civic leaders, all coming together as the body of Christ. So your message is really going to resonate, hopefully, with the business leaders, the pastors, and the civic leaders, how bringing them together is so important.
Chris, when I and Kelly, I was looking online at all the things that that you do, and I realized really what a treasure you are in the kingdom of God, and that you are extremely busy. So when I looked at all the things you do, I just decided, Father, I guess I need to be really faithful in the least that I do so I can take on some more. But in all seriousness, you're a man of God. You are the founder of Soldiers for Faith Ministries, which we found some great YouTube videos, where you've spoken at a lot of different events. There's a ton of those out there, and very inspiring. And so Soldiers for Faith Ministries, and in addition to that, you are chairman of the board and CEO of AM Technical Solutions, and having a little bit of a background in building construction and management, I was really impressed by what your companies do there. But I know, as a man of God, you're also a father, married 37 years, and you have a couple married sons, and did I read 5 grandchildren?
Four and a half.
Okay, we'll take the four and a half. And so we're really, really excited to have you on air with us today. And we want to just introduce you to our family. And we're speaking into 10 counties in Florida right now. And so we have the potential of reaching about 7.5 million people if they would all tune into us, which they should. And so about 30% of the state of Florida is able to hear our signals. So it's great to have you with us. Wow. And we want to hear a little of your God story. And I know Chris is going to want to talk a little more about what's coming up with the Proclamation Dinner. But why don't you tell us a little bit about your God story and how you came to who you are and where you are.
Sure, and I really appreciate that that build up. I'm kind of humbled by it, and I'm going to be prayerful that I can speak in a way that brings glory to the one I owe everything to. So,
amen.
It's interesting, you know, when you describe all of the things that the Lord has had me doing, it's pretty easy to start to forget where it started, and I try never to forget where it started. You know, I'm a high school dropout. I was what you would consider a street kid. I know you're in Southeast Florida, so there's a lot of folks from New Jersey, and that's where I grew up. And I was lost and a broken man involved in all kinds of activities that had nothing to do with God. And when he decides to pull somebody up out of the muck and mire, and you're at that place of, I'll say, brokenness, it is amazing what he can do by his strength and his power to take somebody like me and do the things that he has chosen for me to do. So, it's pretty remarkable. From a 6-year divorce with my wife to God showing her who he was through the change that happened to me during that divorce and our reconciliation, and now being married again for 23 years.
Wow.
After that hiatus. Wow. So we just say 37 years. We just look at that as a growing period when we were apart. And, you know, to taking somebody with zero education and realizing that he had prepared me to be a business leader long before those opportunities came about. And how I lead today, just basically and fundamentally built on biblical principles, it really can work and it does work. So yeah, it's an exciting time to be for all of us out there who are part of the kingdom. It's an exciting time right now for us in what our purpose is and what we're called to be.
Well, Chris, we, as you've already mentioned, the Alliance's vision is obviously to see the advancement of the kingdom of God, to see the impact, the influence, and the opportunities in the kingdom increase by this alliance of business leaders, congregational church leaders, pastors, etc., and also civic leaders. And Chris, we have a number of those that will be involved in this gathering. And so as we look at this this upcoming event, we have people that are listening today. We have a lot of people that have attended, Chris, and I think now we're to the point where we really couldn't handle everyone that would like to come. I think we had people on the waiting list even with COVID last year.
Yes, we did. It, you know, last year with COVID, we were surprised, frankly, I was, that we were able to fill that room with 500 people. But it's not just the number, it's the backgrounds. When pastors are able to see support from the community at large, and not just the business community, but civic leaders, whether it's the sheriff, the mayors, whoever it is, that they all come together, we realize that we are better together. And that's really Christ's message, is to bring the body of Christ together. Those 500 people at that meeting is the church. It is the church. And so when pastors can see outside their four walls and see that the church is bigger than just their own congregation, that it's all these people that have the same interest, Jesus Christ, it is just inspiring. And that evening is just filled with the Holy Spirit. There is the prayer over the seven mountains. There are soloists that we're gifted to have that will sing songs that just will melt the hearts of the people that are there. And Kelly, with your delivery of your message, it just really completes an evening that literally changes many people's lives and their perspectives of who they are and where they are in their position with Christ. It's a truly incredible evening, but the effects of that evening go long beyond that night.
Kelly, without question, between the things you do, God's given you great impact. And, you know, the Alliance, the whole purpose of the Alliance is that we're confident that together we're better, and that God can do more with us if we will connect with each other in the body of Christ and work together as a team instead of independently. And so you have a ministry side to what you're involved in, and it looks like it involves men's groups and a lot of different things. Let's start with talking about the ministry side. Just give us a little intro of what the ministry side of your life is about.
Sure. You know, my sons, for years, when they were home, we would do devotionals. Like many of the men and women out there, moms and dads, you know, you have those weekly devotionals with your kids. And when it was time for my youngest to leave the house, they both worked for me and they were heading to different parts of the country, I realized I wasn't done being their dad and having an influence on their lives. So I asked them, would you guys be interested in doing a phone call Bible study with me once a week, just like, you know, we've done at home for years? They both shook their heads no, but said yes, because I'm their dad. And we started this call-in Bible study. Well, to my surprise, they enjoyed it, and they invited some of their friends, and the next thing you know, we've got 20 young men on a phone call once a week doing a Bible study. Wow. And, you know, I felt the prodding from God that there's something to this. And I think what was so interesting about it was, when you're on a phone call, you're not making judgments, you're not looking at facial expressions, you're not sizing people up by what they look like or what they wear or any of that type of thing. It's just absolutely raw, and it's from the heart. And there was just something special about it. So I started up a separate one with my mother and father and sister, and that one had grown as well. I met a great friend today. Who's a great friend today? I met a man named Rich Garza. He is the chaplain for the San Antonio Spurs. He's a former NFL football player, played for the Philadelphia Eagles and a number of other teams. And Rich is a passionate man for Jesus. And we talked, and he joined one of the Bible studies and said, hey, you know, there's something special here. We prayed about it, and we started up Soldiers for Faith Ministry. And what's really interesting is, for about 8 years or 9 years, it stayed relatively flat. We had 8 or 9 Bible studies. We were doing some men and women's events. But like most men out there, I kept asking God, you know, what more do you want us to do? And nothing really happened. It just stayed basically static for those 8 or 9 years. And it was those moments where God was just telling me to be still, telling the ministry to be still. What is remarkable is in 2019, this virus hit. And when the virus hit, all of a sudden, we realized what God had prepared us for. And the ministry, in a positive way, exploded. People were in desperate need of fellowship. People who couldn't get out of the house. People who weren't able to have face-to-face fellowship. Found an answer in Soldiers for Faith Ministry, and the ministry has just absolutely thrived since that time. And I think it's just been a remarkable ride. There's much, much more, but I'm sure this radio program doesn't last for 4 hours, so I'll stop right there.
Well, that's true, but yeah. You know, in just looking at that, my wife and I, we adopted a boy that's special needs, and I was just looking at some of the photos of the outreaches that you all have and some of the ministries that you have, and I thought, wow, that's awesome, because there are not a lot of those. How did that happen?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jonathan. God had brought to us an individual who had a heart for the special needs kids. He had a small ministry up in South Carolina called Sparrow Ranch, and he was intrigued by what we were doing with the Bible studies. And he felt that he could bring some of the special needs individuals, and I want to say that he doesn't, he's not fond of calling them special needs, because he doesn't believe they are. He's the one who termed or coined the term warriors. He really believes those who we see as impaired or struggling, he sees them as God's warriors. Mm-hmm. And the proof to that is, and that individual's name is Ricky Teal. Ricky has our special needs platform. He actually convinced a couple young men to start their own Bible studies over the phone. I'll give one example, Jeffrey Davenport. Jeffrey is blind. Jeffrey has autism. And Jeffrey struggles communicating, and he acknowledges that readily. And when Ricky asked him, you know, would you like to lead a Bible study, he hesitated, just thinking he wasn't equipped for that. And I will tell you that just like God told Moses, don't worry about how you speak, I'll speak for you. Just in the same way God spoke to Ezekiel and said, don't say you're too young, I'm going to be with you. And just like Isaiah, when Isaiah said, I'm a man not good enough to be your servant, God said, I'll take care of that too. He did that with Jeffrey, and Jeffrey has a thriving Warriors Bible study going on even today.
Well, that's fantastic. And I have to ask this other question, because I asked Aiden, our intern, to look into it today, because I kept coming across these notes about concerts, and I'm like, well, what? What is Kelly McAndrew doing with concerts, home concerts? What is this all about? And so I put him on the computer this morning. We're trying to figure all that out. How did that happen? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm wondering what your awesomeness found when he searched.
What did you find, Aiden?
I found the website, and it showed a lot of different major artists and some ones I haven't heard of yet, but it all seemed very interesting, and I also found some dates of past ones, and each one of the concerts had sold out, which I found very intriguing and interesting, and I just think it's very cool what you're doing.
Yeah, so that's a really interesting story, and again, how God prepares us for things that we don't see in front of us. You know, I say this in business quite a bit. If we just do the right thing, God will open up doors that we don't even see. And for many years, people would say, what are you doing with Soldiers for Faith Ministry? And my response was always, you know, I don't know where we're going, but I know we're not lost. And this story on how this came about, and I'm on my cell phone, so I'm being very careful as I pull this up that I don't lose you. So when in March, I think it was of 2019, when everything basically got shut down, I got a phone call from a friend, the lead singer of the band Unspoken. His name's Chad Madsen, and he was with Danny Gokey and Darren Mulligan of We Are Messengers, and they had called and basically said, everything's been shut down, our tours have been canceled, our festivals have been canceled, do you have any ideas? And the day before, I had finished up a virtual executive meeting, a quarterly executive meeting with about 25 people around the world on a go-to meeting. So it was the following day that these artists called and were asking me if I had any ideas. I told them, let's pray about it. And when I went to sleep that night, I really didn't have anything. When I woke up the next morning, I realized, why couldn't we put together an interactive concert experience, much like these virtual business meetings we're all doing regularly today? So we went to work. We got a studio in Franklin, Tennessee. We brought in some of the best sound people and video people. And we built a model that basically is a VIP experience, literally, where people can interact with the artist, watch the artist live right from their living room. It's difficult to explain. I would encourage everybody to attend one. It is just an absolutely dynamic, interactive concert experience where individuals who were attending have the ability to have a face-to-face conversation with the artist in a really, really unique way. If you go to At Home Concert Experience, you can actually see some of the videos from the show. What we found was, because of the what took place the last year and a half or 2 years, there were people who were absolutely housebound and struggling and hurting, depressed. And this show, I can't tell you how many emails and messages we've got of people who were considering suicide, and how the fellowship that came about through these shows brought hope and life into their lives. So we're really, really excited about what's going on there. We, like you said, we've had some of the biggest artists. We've had Big Daddy Weave, 10th Avenue North, King & Country, Unspoken, We Are Messengers, Big Daddy Weave. It's just been, I can go on and on. And all of these artists, you know, that when they come in, they're like, okay, another streaming concert. When they leave, and I will tell you, almost inevitably, almost all of them, by the time the show's over, they're in tears because of the relational aspect of these concerts. Mm-hmm. And I'll use the words of Mac Powell. Mac Powell said from Third Day, said, this is the best gig I've done in 2 years. It's just an absolutely crazy experience. So we find it draws people in. It gives people an opportunity to learn about Soldiers for Faith. We've gained about 300 additional Bible study attendees since these concerts began. So now we have an active Bible study attendance list of up around 1,000 people across the country and even overseas.
Mm. Well, young awesomeness, Aiden may have some more questions, but listen, I'm just learning a lot about what God has raised you up to be a part of, and I'm more and more convinced, Chris, as we talk this morning, that Kelly Anderson, Mick Anderson, is exactly who God wants to have to come to the Treasure Coast of Florida.
Amen. Well, you know what I think's important here? And Kelly, like you, I've been in business all my life. But because you're in business does not mean God does not have a purpose for you in ministry. Mm. And I'm finding more and more people in business going into ministry and using their business to, how can I say it, to let people know that the business that you have is a gift from God, and God's given you this business, and He's poured His grace upon you. But in your obedience to God, you have now taken that and you have gone into the ministry that God led you to. And I think when you speak to that night, you're going to touch the hearts of business people who think that their only purpose is to make a dollar, or a civic person who thinks their only responsibility is to be a mayor or a sheriff or whatever their capacity is, but yet go back home that night and pray and say, God, do you have something for me that I'm missing? Amen. And I think what you will share that night is going to open up a light switch for many of the people that will be in that room that night.
Kelly, I'm going to come right back to you. We're going to go to a song that's entitled Start a Fire, and this is the song, one of the songs that you suggested, right, Aiden?
Yep, from Unspoken.
From Unspoken, we're going to play this song, and when we come back, I would like for you, Kelly, to address what Chris just shared. As a businessman, how has God raised you up to have impact, not just in the church, but in the community, amongst other business leaders, as well as amongst the civic leaders? Because that's who you're going to be speaking to with us. We'll be right back after this song. Stand by, please, Kelly.
Sounds great.
Something better, but am I really gonna hide forever? Over and over again, I hear your voice in my head. Let your light shine, let your light shine for all to see, and start a fire in my soul, fan the flame and make it grow. So there's no doubt or denying, let it burn so brightly that everyone around can see that it's you that we need. Start a fire in me. You only need a spark to start a whole blaze. It only takes a little faith. Let it start right here in this city, so these old walls will never be the same. Over.
Alliance is a growing association of leaders from the business, civic, and ministry areas on the Treasure Coast of Florida. In these blessed communities, we reside, work, play, and pray together. Our mission is to encourage strong relationships among God's people through Holy Spirit-anointed fellowship. Leaders inspired to overcome barriers to Christian unity bring God's people together on the common ground of the gospel. For more information, visit us online at tccalliance.com or reach us at 772-324-9313.
And you are listening to Wednesday Live here at WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And we have guests with us today, along with our staff and Aiden, who is learning everything he can, and he's helping us learn as well. So we're blessed to have you with us, Aiden. And, of course, Chris Fogel is with us from the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. And, Chris, we want to welcome Kelly back on air, and I want to talk a little more about the business aspect and how God has raised him up in that arena to be a witness and how that witness impacts lives for Christ.
Absolutely.
All right. Kelly McAndrew, share with us a little bit about your business, what you do, and how God has gifted you and raised you up, and how that is a part of impacting the entire community, whether it's civic or the church community.
Absolutely, and I really appreciate what Chris was saying leading up to that. I don't even like calling myself as a businessman, but as a businessman and somebody that God has allowed to be successful in business, our business is we work in primarily in the semiconductor market, meaning the big chip manufacturers around the country and around the world. We do construction management and construction engineering, and over the years since I've run that business, we've grown to be one of the leaders in that entire market in what we do. We're doing the same on the life sciences side of business as well in that market, and we're growing there also. And what's interesting is, as we've kind of been on this journey in the business world, and I would say it happened to me when I started to see the success that God was giving me in business. I think this happens to every man who calls the God of the Bible their God, and who calls Jesus their Savior. There's a yearning to do more. You look at business, you see the kind of pattern of work hard, invest into what you're doing, make sure you operate what you do with excellence, and God willing, you're rewarded with business success, and that's what happens. But that's not fully where the satisfaction is. I think every man is yearning to do more, and they're yearning to do more for God, and that's what happened with me. The challenge I think a lot of us face is that we compare where God leads us to what others might be doing. So, when you think about a phone call-in Bible study, the only thing you conclude is that is about the most embarrassingly simple and overly obvious ministry a foundation that you can come up with. It's never gonna fly. And what happens though when you hear God's voice and you're obedient to God's voice, and God is calling you to invest your success in business to matters that are specifically towards the kingdom. Now I don't want to not say that business isn't a ministry as well, because it is. But to invest specifically towards a ministry charge, it's about having faith in God. It's about trusting God, no matter how small or how big the idea or what God puts in front of you is. It's remarkable that when you're obedient to God and when you follow what He charges you to do, how it reaps the fruit that He wants it to reap. And like I said, I've seen this happen in my life so often, where I'm like, God, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? And God is telling me, just take the next right step. And I'm taking these steps, and I'm asking God all along the way, I'm saying, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? And I keep taking those steps. And then every once in a while, God will say to me, Kelly, turn around. And when I look behind me, I cannot believe all of the incredible things He had done by me taking those steps. It's just remarkable. So I think that, to Chris's point, every man is called and wants to do more. And I think it's just being in His Word, having that relationship with the Lord, having that closeness, that being in His presence, will hear the charge that He has for each and every one of us if we would just take the time to be with Him, to listen, and to be obedient.
Amen, Kelly. You said something earlier that I heard it more than one sermon, but the topic is be still and know that I am God. And I think when we pause from our busyness in the work that we do, and we are in prayer with God, but we're silent and we're just listening for God to put on our heart what His intent is for us, great things happen. Not good things, great things. So Kelly, I certainly am grateful for your obedience to Almighty God and doing what you're doing. And I really hope that as the audience of WCNO hears this, that they will be encouraged to want to be there at that Christmas proclamation supper. And the good thing about this proclamation supper is the cost to attend is zero. This is put on and sponsored by some churches and business leaders that put the money in for the cost of that night. And that's incredible. So we're not asking anybody to come and pay so much at the door. We're asking them to come as leaders either in their business or their ministry or their civic involvement. And Kelly, I'm certainly looking forward to hearing from you that night on December 12th at the Mid-Florida Credit Union, starting at 6 o'clock. And the registration can be done online through the tccalliance.com. So I, again, thank you, Kelly, from the bottom of my heart for your sacrifice to come down from Nashville to be with us. And looking forward to it.
Kelly, you've been quite humble, but the business God's blessed you with is significant. You know, I'm looking at some of the stats here. 20 billion plus in global capital projects. That's with a B, billion. That's awesome. 25 years, 24 countries, you know, 5 continents, 95% customer retention. These are some big numbers. So AM Technical Solutions is a global architecture, engineering, construction firm specializing in the high-tech markets. And Kelly McAndrew is a man of God who honors God and is willing to take time out of your schedule to come down and be with us on the Treasure Coast of Florida to share the truth that there is no greater treasure than what can be found in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And, you know, just talking with you, I can't wait to get better acquainted. What else would you like to share with the East Coast of Florida before you lead us in a moment of prayer over this upcoming event?
Yeah, it would be great if folks who are listening could check out soldiersforfaith.com. I'll find out more about what we're doing there. But also, we have a holiday series beginning in November, I think November 30th it is, but if you go to athomeconcertexperience.com, you can see we're going to be posting the schedule here by the end of this week. We have some incredible artists, Christine DeClario, Evan Kraft, Unspoken, Building 429, Blanca. I can go on. There's just it's gonna be and there's some bigger name. I don't want to say bigger names because they're all awesome people. There'll be some big names additionally that will be announced. And just so everybody knows, we've been doing the concerts for free. We do that so that we can reach those who will never have an opportunity to get out to a concert live and in person. So we ask for a small donation if you can afford it, but we would just love to have everybody check it out and come see us if you get an opportunity.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Chris, why don't you just let our people know again when the banquet is going to be, proclamation dinner is going to be, and let's get those dates out, and then I would like Kelly to lead us in prayer.
Yes, the fifth annual Christmas Proclamation Supper is going to be held on Sunday evening, December 12th at 6 p.m. at the Mid-Florida Credit Union, Many people know it as the Port St. Lucie Civic Center, but the current name is the Mid-Florida Credit Union. 6 o'clock, Sunday night, December 12th. And registration is on tccalliance.com.
All right, Kelly, lead us in a time of prayer over this season and this upcoming event.
Absolutely. Lord God, we love you, Lord. Lord God, we praise you and worship you. You're just awesome and holy and perfect. And I thank you, Lord, for this time. I thank you for this time with these folks, for the time on the radio station, Lord, for a time. I pray that your spirit was with us and led us in what we said, what we're committing to, Lord. I pray your mighty hand would be upon that event, Lord. I pray that you would lead it, Lord, that you would be there with us, that you would etch your word on the hearts and minds of every person at that event, Lord, that you would just move everyone there, Lord, to hear your purpose and to follow your call, Lord, that we would be able to transform this world, Lord. Right now the world is terribly spiritually sick, Lord. You have given us the medicine, and I just pray, Lord, that through events like these, that we will be able to help people, to cure people, Lord, by what you did on the cross. We just praise you for that, Lord. I ask, Father, that, again, you would be with us. Everybody listening, everybody here today on this call, that you would be with us, that you would lead us, that we would represent you well, and that you would get all glory and honor for everything that that we're able to accomplish in your name. We love you and praise you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. So thank you so much, Kelly, for joining us today on Wednesday Live, WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And you are listening, and we want to just encourage you to keep that dial set at 89.9. Kelly, till we talk to you again, God's best, God's blessings. We look forward to seeing you very soon right here on the Treasure Coast of Florida. Blessings.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, folks.
Goodbye. All right, team. Did I hear that Ma and Paul may show up here today?
I believe you did, Jonathan.
Well, I think we should bring them in. But before we do, I need to say, we're very sorry that we were not able to air due to technical difficulties. The program, Thy Word is a Lamp, and this comes on every Saturday at 7 p.m., and for some reason, our computer simply did not cooperate. We are so sorry, but we will be airing the program this Saturday. The program will be on the air on Saturdays, and we will be airing this program that was missed this coming Saturday, 7 p.m., so please plan to be with us right here at WCNO in Palm City, Florida. Well, as we get older, we notice several changes in our bodies. Some changes can be ignored. There are others which cause us a measure of distress. Well, Paul has noticed that he has gained some weight over the years. He didn't think much of it until it began to have an impact on his wardrobe. He's made various attempts to lose the weight. While he was successful, it didn't take long for it to come back. He's trying to figure out a way of dealing with this weight gain. When he talks with Ma, she has a way of giving him a helpful perspective on what concerns him. So he's decided to seek Ma for her wisdom on this issue.
Hey, Pa, why are you looking so glum this morning?
Well, these overalls don't fit like they used to. I can't bend over too well, and the whole affair feels like I got one of them boa constrictors wrapped around my middle.
Well, you know, it does look a little bit tight on you, Pa. You know what I think?
I'll bet it's a matter of thread compression.
Thread compression? What in tarnation is that?
Well, it's like this, Ma. When I wear these overalls and I go about my business, I use a lot of muscles, right? Well, them muscles bulge and ripple against the fabric. Over time, that kind of action makes the threads in the fabric get closer together. Why, it takes up the slack when that fabric was new. So now, all my overalls are tight on me.
Oh, Pa, That is the most inventive reason I believe I've ever heard for clothes not fitting. A better reason is that you put on a few pounds. In fact, I know that's the issue, because you're starting to get one of them double chins.
I was hoping you'd join me in my fantasy, Ma. I ain't too keen on gaining weight. Well, if I can't do something about it, I'm going to have to buy a whole bunch of new overalls, not to mention pants and such.
Now, you know, when folks hit our age, they often gain some weight. You know, it's just natural.
Yeah, I know, but I still can't understand how it's happening to me. I mean, I work hard around here most every day of the week. I don't overeat. I don't snack between meals. I believe there's something wrong with my meatball tabulism.
Oh, you mean metabolism. And yeah, I figure that's true. Older folks have a slower metabolism, so some of your food goes right into fat. It's just the way it is, Pa.
Well, there's got to be a way of fixing it, Ma. You know, I was talking to old Hamilton Fraig last week about this thing. He told me that God has built into this feature of aging, because older people are more prone to falling. But when they have more fat, it cushions the fall. I'm not sure I can buy that, Ma.
Well, keep in mind that old Hamilton weighs right up at 400 pounds. He's going to want some way of justifying being that heavy.
I suppose. I got me an idea how to knock off these pounds and keep them off.
Oh, no. You're thinking again. You remember the last time you worked on a plan to make changes to your body? You know, when you wanted to be taller?
Now, Ma, don't be critical. I believe it would have worked out if I'd have kept it up.
Oh, Pa, you hung yourself from a crossbeam in the barn. You tied heavy concrete blocks to your ankles, figuring that you could stretch yourself to 6 feet tall.
And it almost worked, too.
Your ankles almost got dislocated, and you spent 6 weeks at the chiropractor getting yourself cracked back into shape. That was not a good idea, Pa.
I guess so, but...
And then there was the time you decided to sleep face down, so them itty-bitty dust mites would feast on your whiskers?
I wouldn't have to shave the next morning. I thought that was a good plan.
But you couldn't breathe so well. And then you stayed awake all night.
The real problem is those critters just can't be trained.
Well, anyway, so what's your bright idea you came up with to lose weight? I'm curious, especially since I'm probably going to have to prepare a first aid kit.
And have my phone
handy. And have my phone handy.
Okay, well...
Ready to call 911 on you.
Yeah, now, Ma, I put a lot of thought into this plan.
Well, that's what I'm most afraid of.
Look, it's foolproof. Why, just yesterday I ran it by my doctor.
Old Doc Glaberly, you mean?
Yeah.
Pa, he's almost 100 years old, and you know his mind ain't that good. When his son took over his practice, he let his dad come in a couple of days a week. But that's just a gab with all these old friends.
Well, some of us think that he's still got some sharpness to his thinking, and I made sure to fully describe my plan to him before I asked his opinion.
Okay, Pa, let's get this over with. Tell me your idea.
Well, first of all, it's real healthy. You know, all them health professionals keep telling us folks to get exercise, and that helps keep the weight off.
Yeah, I hear that all the time, and I believe it's true, but you still ain't giving me the particulars on your idea. So I ain't going to buy into it just yet.
Right. So I got me some 5-pound weights, and I'm going to duct tape them to my arms, legs, and chest. And then I'm just going to go about my daily activities, and that extra weight will work off all them pounds I don't need.
That's it? I mean, that's your plan? Just attach maybe 30, 40 pounds of weights to your body, and that's going to do the job?
Ma, I've done the research. And the fact is, working your body extra hard burns fat. And on top of that, I'll get stronger, too. I'll make sure to really fix them weights good so they don't get loose or fall off.
Well, it might just work, Pa. But I suppose working your plan means you're going to have to give up fishing.
Give up fishing? Why on earth would I do that?
It's work.
I mean, that's the one thing that gives me some peace when I really need it.
Well, think about this, Pa. You know how you're always falling out of your boat?
I can't help it when gravity gets wrinkles in it.
Well, whatever. But when you do fall in, with all them weights on you, you're going to sink right to the bottom of the pond. Then I'm going to have to go up into the attic.
The attic? What on earth for?
Because that's where I keep my funeral clothes. And I'm sure going to have to schedule one of those if you follow this plan of yours.
Well, I suppose I could rethink that a bit. I don't want you to have to wear your funeral clothes, Ma.
Well, thank you, Paul. I knew you'd come around to my way of thinking.
Besides, the last time you wore them clothes, they was kind of tight on you. Well, they had kind of a bloating effect.
Paul.
Well, we're going to leave Ma and Paul to hopefully end their discussion peacefully. What I didn't hear Paul say is that he asked God for his wisdom. Most folks do this, I guess. We set out to correct a problem, start with our own thinking. Some people say, well, I believe God's just too busy, or this isn't big enough to give God. None of these statements have any truth in them. Our God is interested in everything that concerns us. Jesus made this plain when he said, are not five sparrows sold for two pennies? And not one of them is forgotten before God. Why, even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, you are of more value than many sparrows. Luke 12, 6 and 7. If you have an issue bothering you today, give it to the Lord. And then wait for his answer. God will show you that he values anything and everything about your life. And there we have it with Ma and Paul today. What do you think, Aiden?
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Being that you're so young.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think those were some dangerous words from Pa. You better be watch where you're treading. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has a tendency to...
Pa skirts the edge of danger on a regular basis.
It sure is a good thing that Ma is around, you know. I mean, I can't imagine how Paul would have made it this far in life without a little bit of home OSHA, you know, watching out for it.
Exactly right.
So, Aiden, you were here today as we were interviewing Kelly McAndrew. What stuck out of that conversation today?
I mean, it was all very interesting, and I thought what struck me, I didn't see a fee at first, and then he said on air that he wasn't charging anything for it, and I think that's very amazing, and all those artists even giving up their time, and them almost crying at the end because of how amazing it is, and I just think that's very interesting.
So what was the difference between a live stream and this event? What did you take from, because I haven't participated in one of these concerts yet. It sounds like it's interactive or something?
Yes, it seems to be. It seems like the people between songs, I'm not exactly sure, but it seems like between songs, they are... allowed to talk to the artists, from what I understand, and so that's really cool, and obviously the artists like that. So
is that something that you would find interesting enough to check out, you think? Okay, cool, excellent. Did you know any of the groups he was talking about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so these are well-known groups, and excellent. Karen, you were kind of quiet today.
Just taking it all in.
Taking it all in.
Yes. I'm going to be checking out their
website. Oh, you're going to check that out as well?
And, you know, a lot of the music, you know, because I'm always looking for new music to put on the station.
Right.
So there were some. We do have some of those artists playing, but it's a couple of names I wasn't familiar with, so I'm going to check
some of their stuff out as well. Mm-hmm. Right. And what do you think, Dave?
Well, I have to say, I have to join Aiden in the word awesome. Although he's awesome.
Awesome,
right?
Aiden.
He's awesome. But everything God is doing. And I was kind of really taken with the magnitude of how God is using one man, you know, but how God could use all of us more if we would just say, hey, here I am, send me, you know.
And he is a very busy, very busy man. You can understand that with the size of his business. And,
sure.
And yet you can tell where his heart really is. It's in the kingdom.
Amen.
And it's in kingdom work and ministry. And so I believe, I'm confident we're in for an amazing night with the Proclamation Dinner coming up this year. And if you are a business owner or you're a leader, pastor, maybe part of pastoral staff might be designated or whatever. Sometimes a church will bring a team of a few of their leaders. You can, of course, go online
to the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance website, and you can find out more information about the event, how you can sign up. And, of course, civic leaders looking for you to be a part this year as well. And we have had one of our guests over the years has been a